on a folk note.
Since traditional folk culture has been passed from generation to generation, it is impossible to talk about any specific artists, about any specific names. However, there is one name that is strongly tied to Slovak folklore, and that is the name Štefan Nosal. Štefan Nosal, founder, dancer, choreographer, and longtime artistic director of Lučnica, the Slovak National Folklore Ballet. He passed away on Saturday, the 22nd of July 2017, at the age of 90. Štefan Nosal was born on the 20th of January 1927 in Hriňová in central Slovakia, a region known for its picturesque nature, shepherding tradition and very lively folklore.
Priamy bol, ako je to vo zvyku, na detve.
He was always very straightforward, just as people from that region usually are. They don't dance around the subject, they state everything loud and clear from their heart.
Says Stanislav Dužek, ethnochoreologist, that means he studies dance and the production of meaning through dance, and longtime colleague of Štefan Nosal. Even though folk culture was deep in the heart of young Štefan, he first obtained a degree in civil engineering in Bratislava in 1953, before going on to study dance choreography at the Academy of Performance Arts in Bratislava, where he later led the Department of Dance Production. There he supervised around 30 choreographers and 600 dancers. One of them was also the acclaimed Slovak choreographer Jan Ďuročík.
He was a teacher, friend, mentor, critic, but also advisor. But most importantly, he was a role model, someone you can look up to, especially when you are a young, starting professional and you want to achieve similar things.
The name Štefan Nosal was first and foremost tied to Lučnica, the Slovak National Folklore Ballet, to which he dedicated almost 70 years of his life. This actually made him a record holder as the longest-serving art director of an artistic ensemble in the world. Nosal joined the newly established group Lučnica after being overawed by the theatre performance Rok na dedine, or 1 year at a village, in the Slovak National Theatre. As a 22-year-old, he was already a soloist, and 2 years later, in 1951, became its lead choreographer and artistic director. His first choreography was Zbojnický tanec, or Robber's Dance. Štefan Nosal composed more than 200 dance choreographies, besides Lučnica, also for other prestigious ensembles, theatre, as well as film productions.
I have noticed it already back then when looking at Štěvo.
Remembers Nosal's close friend Milan Križo.
When we dance dances like Čardáš, Polka, Waltz, or even modern one like Shimmy, so while the rest of us dance how we were supposed to, Štěvo was always coming up with his own moves. And we were laughing at him for that, but he didn't care, he just did his own thing.
With Lučnica, Štefan Nosal won many prestigious national and international awards and performed countless shows home and abroad. The performances of Lučnica caught many folklore likes with their jaws opened. In France, Lučnica got the title Rolling Stones of Folklore.
He managed to lift Slovak traditional folklore to the professional staged form, which was appreciated not only by audiences in Slovakia, but all around the world.
Says Lučnica's director Marian Turner. And what was Štefan Nosal's secret to success? Vladimír Kysel from the Center for Traditional Folk Culture replies.
He stayed true to his background, where he came from. Štefan Nosal never let go of his roots and heritage. That's why he understood the people from villages very well. He understood their songs, their dances, their behavior, and their emotions.
This was our farewell to the doyen of Slovak folk culture. The official last farewell to Štefán Nosal will take place on Friday, the 28th of July, in the historic building of the Slovak National Theatre. And let's hear his goodbye to life and work in his own words. Now, this is the music and the world in which I grew up. I spent years of my life creating beauty. I'm grateful to the young people in Lučinca that helped me in doing so. Not only they were happy to do so, but they made happy people all around the world. Thank you all for this.